We're still on our series, Who's a Christian? Amen? And we're going to start adding all the things to it. Now, a Christian is supposed to get direction from the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. The primary way that God speaks to the believer is through His written Word. Amen? The Christian is a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the primary place that our Christian walk starts from. We give our lives to Christ. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ to the point where we turn our lives over to Him and receive the salvation that He offers us. If they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and is subject to the Lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're a Christian, if you give your life to Christ, you get born again and refuse to live the life, then it didn't take. Then you come across, you become something like the you know, if you go through the parable of the sower, and maybe we should go through it right now. But the parable of the sower does tell us that a sower went forth to sow, and some fell by the wayside. And the Bible says that the birds of the air came and plucked out those things, picked them up, and ate them up. And then it says some fell among thorns. No, first some fell among rocks or thorns. And the thorns grew with the word and the seed and choked it so that it bare no fruit. And there was another set that fell among rocks. And because it did not have a depth of soil, it grew immediately. But when the sun came out, it scorched it and it died. And then some fell among good ground. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so and anybody can choose to be a good ground or a stony ground or a ground filled with thorns or by the wayside. It is us who decide what the word does in us. Amen? Now, if a Christian haven't given their lives to Christ, which means that the sower went and sowed the word, and the word came to us, and we just heard it, we sat down in church, we heard it, and then we walked out of church, and something happened. Maybe it's and then the Bible said that temptation or trial cometh on account of the word, and the word came, and the trial came, then I threw out the word and decided that, maybe my friends came, and I decided that, look, this being not unequally yoked together with unbelievers is too much of a rule. And it's not. And then you hear some other preachers say something like, it's not by your works. They say, yeah, it's true. They say, you're righteous. Regardless of what you do, you're righteous. It's not about what you do or what you didn't do or what you're doing. It does, regardless of those things. Brethren, in as much as if you stretch it, it will look like that, God does not talk like that. Some things are for babies. Some things are for the mature in Christ. When we talk like that, we should talk to people who already know the foundation of the doctrine of Christ, that there is such a thing as repentance from dead works. When we were coming in, it did not depend on what we did or didn't do. We got a free gift of righteousness. It was put into our human spirit. God imputed righteousness to us because we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But after that we have gotten saved, God expects us to live according to His will. We're supposed to repent from dead works. Hallelujah. And so that is when we become subject to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He tells us what to do. Amen. We just don't do what the world is doing. I won't say what we feel like doing, because we have a new nature now. But our flesh still wants to do what it used to do. But the flesh has a new master now. You, the new creature that is you. And it's the new creation that is the real you. That which is born in the image of Christ. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. We are masters over the flesh. But as long as one does not renew his mind, his or her mind, and continues to think that they are the way that they have always been, then there is no need to make any changes. Hallelujah. You know, when people are trained in the military in America, you know, maybe you're trained as a Marine and all of that. You've gone through all the training. You aced it all and you came out. And, you know, the commanding officer says that you're the best fighting force in the world. And you're still thinking, but can I really do it? But you have the skill for it. Now, what now happens is that when you get to the place of battle and stuff starts happening, your training kicks in because it's already a part of your inner consciousness. You start operating swiftly. Everything becomes a weapon around you. Praise the Lord. Now, but you were thinking that you were still the same old person that you used to be. But something has already happened. Hallelujah. Because they've gone through discipline and instruction. Hallelujah. Even when they stand, you notice it. Praise God. If you walk down the streets and you see three people and they're standing on the line, you can tell who was in the military or who was not. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So that is the way it is with a Christian. After that you have received Jesus as Lord, now you are subject to his lordship. When you're about to curse out, he says, no. He says, be angry, but sin not. Then you hold yourself back. God has given us self-control. You know, things are happening around you. Everybody's in your company. They're stealing from the company because there are no real records there and stuff like that. You don't do it because you identify with Jesus. And the Bible says, we have not so known Christ. Amen. Jesus says something to the disciples and those who were hearing him. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 46, while he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers stood outside seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak with you. But he answered and said to the one who told him, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Hallelujah. And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, did that mean he didn't get up and go out and talk to them afterwards? He still did that afterwards. But he was demonstrating something. We don't say that we are believers. What do we believe? Because calling us believers means we believe something. What do we believe? Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us, that's what the Bible says, that the just shall live by his faith. We live by faith. And the Bible says, faith without her works is dead, being alone. And so, as Christians, the thing that makes us children of God must show. That is the fruit that God is looking for. That we are, Bible says, let him that stole steal no more. So if you used to steal, you stop stealing. Hallelujah. He said, lie not one to another. So if you were lying one before, you get out of that party where they lie a lot and then go to where they tell the truth. You start telling the truth. Even if you're in the midst of them liars, you start telling the truth. You're a Christian. You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. People come to you to see the light, to walk in the light. Amen. Hallelujah. So in living our Christian life, there are principles or things in the kingdom that God wants us to look at. Three main things he's talking to us about. One of it is his word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. I know it will look like I'm repeating myself, but he asked me to do that, so I'm going to do it. I'm his servant. Praise the Lord Jesus. My son, attend to my words and incline. It says, incline thine ear unto my sayings. It says, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. Praise the Lord Jesus. So we need to pay attention to the word of God. Incline our ear to it. Put it in the, before our eyes. Hide it in the midst of our hearts. That's where the word is supposed to be. In our hearts. Hallelujah. In the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, praise the Lord. Because in this word that we're looking at are the principles of the kingdom or the laws of the kingdom. These laws apply to all. They work for everyone that will come across them and apply them the same way. It does not favor someone because the person is lives in America or that the person lives in Africa. No. It's the same for everyone. The principles of success in the Word of God apply to all. God is an equal opportunity blesser. He will bless anyone who comes to him and does exactly what his word says. If you meet up to the bill, God will do what he has promised. If you come and meet the conditions of the word of God, God is obligated to do what he has said. If you don't meet the conditions, he will not do anything. You can cry all you like. God will only talk to you and say, listen to my word. Go to my word. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to reel out the three things that I'm going to go into them one after the other. Number one is the word of God. It must be first place and final authority in your life as a child of God. If you must be a strong Christian, if you must live this life that God called us to live, the word of God is number one. Number two is the Spirit of God. Actually, we came in through the Spirit of God, but the agency was the word. We received the word, then the Spirit of God came in to do the work. Hallelujah. That's why he doesn't speak of himself. He speaks about Jesus, and Jesus is the word of God. Amen? The Bible tells us as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. And the third thing is the fact of the fellowship of the saints. You see, these three things will make you strong in the things of God. If something is missing out of these three, you will not be successful as a Christian. Things are going to start happening that you're not expecting should happen. The word gives us direction. It is light. The Holy Ghost teaches us. He opens our minds to the word of God, reveals the word, gives us understanding of the word, and takes us along. He leads us. He guides us. He teaches us. But what is he using to teach us? The word. Hallelujah. He uses the word to teach us. Glory be to God. And we have to be in the gathering of the saints. If we're not in the gathering of the saints, tears will grow. Things are going to start happening that bring destruction because human beings by nature keep company. And the company you keep will either strengthen you or destroy you. Bible talks about the fellowship of the saints. But let's go to the first one, dealing with the word of God. So we have to incline our ears to God's word. Inclining our ear to the word of God is listening to God. When you open the Bible and you are reading it and taking it in, it is God speaking to you and I. Don't ever imagine that God is just going to be out there talking to you every day. You know, some people will come. You meet Christians that are like that. So God talks to me all the time. But we talk all the time. You know, I don't need that Bible. And then you see the person, it's just like, you know, no matter how good a driver you are, those lines on the road give you a check. It's not true. Because let's say that the road was about, say, 100 miles wide, and there are no lines. You wouldn't know when you start, you know, except you now take the edges, and everybody can be at the edge. Praise the Lord. So those lines are a guide. That is what the Word of God is doing. It's our mirror. It keeps us in check. It helps us to know when God is talking to us and when He's not. The Word of God, the Bible says, is light. Hallelujah. The Word of God is light. Praise the Lord Jesus. It is in that light that we see light. That's how we know which way to go and which way not to go. Hallelujah. So that even when the Spirit of God is leading us, we don't know except we see the Word of God. It is the Word that tells us, oh, this is God leading you right now, or this is not God leading you. That's how we judge prophecy. Somebody comes, oh, my children, I've now created a new way. You know, you should go somewhere and start putting some objects on the ground and start bowing to them. We know it cannot be God. How did we know that? From the Word of God. In Psalm 119, verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So as I'm walking, I'm holding a lamp. What does it do? It shines light upon my pathways. And as I'm walking, I'm not going to stumble. If there's a rock or a stone on the way, I step over it. That's what I do. How do I see those things? By the Word of God. How did we see some of the people coming? By the Word. And His Word is good for all time. Last week, Sunday, we did say that before the people living in the world right now came up, all of us, God had been and had written the scriptures before we came. There is nothing that is going to happen in this world, on this earth, that is not already written. All right? Nothing. Now, when Joshua wanted to take over from Moses, you know, usually, you know, when you lead in the corporate world, your education and exposure to various things come into play, and you seem to know what to do. Hallelujah. When it comes to leading in the kingdom of God, things are different, especially when you're taking people into a land that they've never been before. You better know what you're doing. So God called Joshua. It says, and let's start it from verse 1. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to them and unto the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. For as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. This is what we also find in the book of Hebrews, where it says, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. It's the same thing. So what he said to Joshua here, he has said to all of us who are believers on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? He says, be strong and of good courage, for unto these people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. What is he saying? He's saying, if you're looking at my word and you're not turning to the right or to the left, you will prosper wherever you go. As you're going into battle, let your eyes be fixed on my word. If anybody comes against you, let your eyes be fixed on what? My word. Are you doing business? Let your eyes be fixed on what? God's word. When people walk in and they're doing business with you and they're expecting that you have an ace up your sleeve, but the only ace you have up your sleeve is the word of God. You're doing things according to God's word. You're going to become a man of integrity. People are going to love what you're doing. So he said to him, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. So you observe. As you're reading the word, you're going to see some things that God says to do, written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God will cause you to become successful. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. So the word that you know will affect how you act.